Photos, NYC increases burials in public cemetery amid coronavirus pandemic. By Breitbart News on April 10, 2020. New York City has increased burials from one day a week to 5 days a week in the Potter's Field on Hart Island, as the city's death toll from the coronavirus pandemic continues to mount. Due to mounting coronavirus deaths and dwindling morgue space, New York City has shortened the amount of time it will hold unclaimed remains before they are buried in the city's public cemetery. Under the new policy, the medical examiner's office will keep bodies in storage for just 14 days before they're buried in the city's Potter's Field on Hart Island. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are interred on the island, mostly for people whose families can't afford a funeral, or who go unclaimed by relatives. In recent days, though, burial operations have increased from one day a week to 5 days a week, with around 24 burials each day, said Department of Corrections spokesman Jason Kirsten. Aerial images taken Thursday by the Associated Press captured workers digging graves on the island. A one-mile, limited-access strip off the Bronx that's the final resting place for more than a million mostly indigent New Yorkers. About 40 caskets were lined up for burial on the island on Thursday, and two fresh trenches have been dug in recent days. Interments are typically done by inmates from the city's Rikers Island jail complex, but during the coronavirus pandemic the job has been taken over by contractors. City officials haven't explained whether the increase in burials is due to pressure on mortuaries to dispose of bodies more quickly. The virus has been killing hundreds of New York City residents each day this week. Overwhelmed hospitals have been placing bodies in refrigerated trucks parked outside their doors. Mayor Bill de Blasio said this week officials were looking into temporarily burying coronavirus victims on Hart Island if morgues and temporary storage units fill up. The city's 2008 pandemic influenza surge plan states that Hart Island would be used as a temporary burial site in the event the death toll reaches the tens of thousands and other storage is full. Brooklyn undertaker Thomas Cheeseman said funeral homes are so backed up, some people will inevitably end up being temporarily interred. Cheeseman said the new deadlines are putting a strain on funeral homes as more and more families seek arrangements for loved ones fallen by coronavirus. "We, the funeral directors, are overwhelmed," Cheeseman said. "We're inundated. The crematory can't even take bodies for 2 weeks. The funeral homes don't have refrigerated trucks parked out front." The Associated Press contributed to this report.